the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Gospel gives us the parable of the great feast, the great supper. If you recall the Gospel from last week about the parable of the wicked husbandmen, remember the parable where they're supposed to take care of the vineyards, and then the Lord sends the servants to collect the fruits of the vineyard, and they go, no way, and they beat up the servants, and they kill them, and all this, and so the Lord is angry with them, and you know, kills them and destroys them, and puts other husbandmen in their place. And so, in today's parable, it's very similar. You know, everybody's invited to this nice dinner, and they all say, no, I'm too busy with worldly things. And then not only, instead of just politely saying, no thanks, I can't make it, they actually kill the people that bring the invitations to them. And of course, this is an image of, throughout the Old Testament, God sent the prophets to the Israelites, and he sent the law to them. And what did they do? They mistreated the prophets, they beat them, they threw them in a pit of mire, they sawed them in half, they killed them. You know, so all they were doing was coming to invite them to this heavenly wedding feast. But I want to focus in particular on the fact that when after these unworthy guests are cast out and the new guests are gathered from all the highways and the byways, there's one guest that does not have on a wedding garment. And so when the Lord says to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? The man was speechless. And St. Nikolai Vlimirovich says that God called him friend because he is really a baptized, Orthodox Christian, and as such is numbered among the faithful. He's counted as one of God's friends. But God the King reprimands him for being faithless to his friendship, for he was unfaithful to God, and he was speechless. What could he have replied, St. Nikolai says, that he could not buy a wedding garment, or that he was not capable of cutting one out and sewing it? All would have been in vain. God has, through the Lord Jesus, provided everyone invited with a ready-made garment. He needed only the goodwill to take off the old filthy garment of sin and clothe himself in the robe of salvation, in the gold-woven wedding garment. But he did not do this, and had therefore to keep silent, and of course was cast out. And also, St. Gregory the Great says that just as a regular garment of any kind is woven from two strands of, fiber, whether wool or cotton or something, they're woven. If you've ever seen a loom, you know how they go in and out, and they, make the threads all stick together in a rug or a garment. He says that these two strands that sort of cross each other are the two types of love that we're commanded to obey, which is the love of God and the love of our neighbor. And he goes on to say that Christ tells us that we're to love our neighbor as ourselves, in a sense that puts a sort of a limit or measurement. That's how much we're supposed to love our neighbor, as much as we love ourselves. He says, however, there is no limit on how much we're supposed to love God, because Christ tells us we're supposed to love God with all our heart and all our mind and all our strength and all our soul. And this is something that really should be on every bumper sticker, a quote from St. Gregory. That person truly loves God who retains nothing of himself for himself. I'm going to read that one more time. That person truly loves God who retains nothing of himself for himself. In other words, it's all given to God. So we're supposed to be in the service of God. We're supposed to be his servants. We're supposed to be obedient to God and listen to whatever he says and always try to put him first in our lives and not hold back, not just, reserve part of our life. Well, I give a little bit to God, I'll just go to church, for an hour a week or whatever, but the rest of the time is mine, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's when we get in trouble. So this is what St. Gregory says, just don't hold back. Just love God as much as you can. And St. Nikolai also points out that, there were the two robbers that were crucified on either side of Christ. And of course, the one had the opportunity to repent, but did not do so. He just mocked Christ and he just died and received the recompense of his deeds. But the good thief acknowledged the Son of God. He repented and asked Jesus for salvation. And this is what St. Nikolai says. At that moment, the old garment of sin fell from his soul, and it was clothed in a resplendent wedding garment. The repentant thief, with the dignity of one of the chosen, appeared in paradise at the king's table. And so each time we come to church and we approach the holy chalice that contains Christ's body and blood, we are like those who were called to the wedding feast. And just before partaking of communion, you know, we say this prayer, which includes the words, "But like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. Let not the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me for judgment or condemnation, O Lord, but for healing of soul and body." And so let us, brothers and sisters, to repent and confess our sins, that we may be numbered among those chosen in the heavenly kingdom.